This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the U.N. Security Council on Tuesday to hold Iran accountable and extend an arms embargo due to expire in October. Pompeo told a virtual meeting of the council that renewing the embargo will exert more pressure on Tehran to start behaving like what he called a normal nation. The meeting is held twice a year to review implementation of the resolution endorsing the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. President Donald Trump withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal in May 2018 and reimposed all U.S. sanctions that had been lifted or waived under the agreement. In response, Iran stopped carrying out its nuclear commitments. In January, Tehran said it would no longer adhere to limits on the numbers of its uranium-enriched centrifuges. Senior U.S. lawmakers walked out of a White House briefing early Tuesday saying they're not satisfied with what the Trump administration had to say about allegations that Russia offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American and coalition troops in Afghanistan. President Trump and various White House officials have maintained that the president was never briefed on intelligence regarding the reported plot. But some senior officials say the evidence was shared across the U.S. intelligence community and with allies whose troops are potentially at risk. Media reports by the New York Times, CNN, and others also indicated that some of the information was included in the presidential daily brief, a daily summary of top intelligence issues in late February. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith, a Democrat, told reporters the White House did not have very clear answers. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Belgium's King Philippe expressed regret Tuesday for 75 years of his country's exploitative rule in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The king spoke on the African country's 60th anniversary of independence. He said in a letter to Congo's president, "I want to express my deepest regret for these past injuries, the pain of which is regularly revived by the discrimination that is still all too present in our societies." The statement is the closest a reigning Belgian monarch has ever come to an apology. The Congo gained independence from Belgium in 1960. Millions of Congolese died under Belgian rule, which exploited land and people for rubber, copper, diamonds, gold, and other natural resources. Britain says it will not turn its back on the commitments it has made to former colony Hong Kong. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab made the pledge on Tuesday. He said China has broken promises with its new security law for the territory. Under the new law, which was passed and signed on Tuesday, crimes of secession and sedition will be punishable with up to life in prison. Earlier, Rob said Britain wanted to see details of the new law before deciding on an action. The U.S. Commerce Department said Tuesday it will allow exports of some goods to Hong Kong through the end of August under existing license exceptions. After it announced it was suspending those exceptions on Monday, the department said it was taking the action because of China's new security measures. The Commerce Department said licenses will need to be obtained going forward. And U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for sanctions and other steps against China. Pelosi said the brutal law, in her words, would frighten and suppress those peacefully seeking freedom. An Iranian journalist whose online work helped inspire nationwide economic protests in 2017 has been sentenced to death for his actions. A judiciary spokesman announced Ruhollah Zam's sentence on Tuesday. Zam's website, Ahmad News, and a channel he created on the popular messaging app, Telegram, had informed people on the timing of the protests and published embarrassing information about Iranian officials. The 2017 protests represented the biggest challenge to Iran since post-election mass unrest in 2009, and they set the stage for similar revolts in November 2019. The judiciary spokesman said a revolutionary court had convicted Zam of corruption, a charge often leveled in cases involving espionage or attempts to overthrow Iran's government. Zam can appeal his case to the Supreme Court. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington, D.C. You're listening to VOA News.